I've now had the opportunity to work with hundreds, if not thousands, of women on manifesting their dreams, their businesses, their lives that they desire. And as you know, so much of this is about the inner work, the energetic work. The 90% of the journey is how you are thinking and believing and feeling, and really the mindset that you are bringing towards the thing that you desire. 10% is that strategy, you know, the physical, the work, et cetera, et cetera. And so if you feel like you are hitting a wall, if you feel like you kind of keep bumping up against your quote unquote stuff, I am so excited to dive into this episode. Here are the top 5 manifesting mistakes that I see women bump up against over and over when they are going for their next level, their dreams, their desires. Are you ready? Let's go. Hi friends, it's Heidi Stevens here. Welcome to Drop Into the Vortex, where conversations about up-leveling your frequency, reaching your next level, feeling alive, and manifesting with more ease are happening. I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I'm a serial entrepreneur, I am a spiritual teacher and leader, and I am here juggling all the hats right along with you, creating our next level life and showing you how to do it on the way. Welcome, let's go. Okay, so let's dive in here, friends. I am really, really excited. I have now had, you know, hundreds of women through my programs, thousands of women through between events and experiences and conversations. And I really see this pattern of the same conversations, the same hangups coming up over and over again. So I've distilled it down here. Yes, there obviously is more, but when you really look at what's going on here, for the most part, it can fit into one of these 5 categories. So let's dive in. The top 5 mistakes I see when women are going for and manifesting their next level. Just a side note, this does apply to men too, but I do see, you know, I do see some differences here and there. So if you are a man and you're listening to this podcast or watching this video, welcome, welcome. You are welcomed. And I love having you along on this journey. So first and foremost, let's get right into it. Top mistake, and these are in no particular order, but it's when you are having your attention on what you don't have, what you're not manifesting, instead of what you do have and what you already have. Now, so many of you know this on a conscious level. Yes, I need to be grateful. Yes, I need to focus on what I already have, what I've already created. But so much of the time, there is this unconscious playbook that's running that is focused on the lack. And unless you are placing awareness, attention, and focused energy on shifting out of this on a consistent basis, it can really, really affect your ability to manifest. Now, I see this most often in probably the top 2 categories that people want to manifest: money and relationship. And that is because these are such deep, deep desires for so many women. And they also have so many limiting beliefs and layers and stuff kind of put on top of it. So if you are asking yourself, how long is this going to take? If you are feeling very frustrated with something not manifesting in your life, if you find yourself angry, annoyed, wondering, why isn't this going to happen? These are all signs that you're focused on the lack versus and what you don't have versus what you already do have. Now, I'm not saying this is easy, right? If collapsing time and space and getting into that 5th dimension and feeling good the majority of the time was easy, everybody would be doing it. I'm here to say this is a hindering point of why you most likely are not manifesting what it is that you want. Because when we're focused on the lack, either consciously or unconsciously, we are showing the universe what we don't have. And the law of attraction states that we are become magnets to what we are thinking. The universe is not judging you. God is not judging you, whether it's good things or bad things, or what you do have or what you don't have, or what you want more of or what you don't want more of. It's simply reverberating and mirroring and bouncing back and magnetizing what you're thinking at all times. So if you are constantly thinking, man, I want those next 10 clients and they're just not coming in, and you're focused on not having them, and you're focused on how much you're struggling and how frustrating it is, or, you know, you get up in the morning and maybe you do your 5-minute meditation, but then your mind constantly goes to, you open your eyes and your senses tell you that you don't have this, you don't have the new job, you don't have the new opportunity, and you haven't lost the weight yet, and you still don't like the apartment that you're in, and you're just like so focused on that. Well, that is the energy that you're sending out into the vortex. So what do you want to do instead? You want to train your mind. You want to train your brain to look for the synchronicities, to look for what you do have, to, as much as you possibly can, overflow in gratitude for what has already transpired in your life. And every single moment, every single time, because my mind goes to what I want or what I don't have, or just, you know, lower level vibrations all day long. It's about noticing them, honoring them, moving them, shifting back, coming more into alignment, coming back into alignment with your natural state of abundance and gratitude. The second, and these all kind of flow together, right? These are nuanced. So the second biggest mistake that I see women making, again, most of the time, this is done unconsciously. If we were conscious of it and we were aware of it, we would then have the power to shift it. So my hope is that listening to this just really brings forth a new level of awareness for you in ways that maybe this is playing out in your own life. And that is this notion of spiritual bypassing. So spiritual bypassing is when you use spiritual tools, personal growth, personal development, tips, tricks, techniques to bypass what's really going on, to bypass underbellies of wounds, triggers, hardships, things that have happened or are currently happening in your life in the name of, I want to feel good, everything's fine, what some people call positive toxicity. Now, you may be thinking, Heidi, wait, you just told me that I need to focus on gratitude and I need to focus on what I do want, and I shouldn't be in the lack. And so again, there are these nuances, and it's really about exercising these muscles over and over and over again and getting really, really proficient and efficient and really self-aware of what's going on inside of you. So regarding the spiritual bypassing, this is happening a lot right now in our online space, because there's all these positive memes and quotes and feel good and be at your best and go after your dreams and desires. And yes, that is all true. It's all true. And you guys see and know that I believe in that wholeheartedly. And there is a time, a place, and a sacredness, and a need to be willing to peel back the layers of wounds, of triggers, and really, really, really healing those. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that you need to relive it. It doesn't mean that you need to relive or experience again emotionally a trauma or, you know, certain things that have happened in your life. A lot of times people will be really scared of this process of unlocking and unwinding and healing, really healing from the inside out, because they're like, I don't want to relive that. I've blocked that out. I've blacked that out. I don't want to go there. And so first and foremost, I want to let you know that God never gives us anything more than we can handle. When you are ready to heal a layer, a wound, it will appear, it will come up. And it is the willingness to look at the shadow, to look at ways that you have been really pushing something down, hiding something inside of yourself, not wanting to address, that when you do, when you're willing to go there and feel and heal and come into alignment with even greater integrity, you are creating space and you are freeing up energy inside of yourself, and you are unlocking parts of yourself, because whether you're admitting it or not, whether you're willing to look at it or not, it is very, very, very much living inside of you. And so, you know, when we are spiritual bypassing, wait, what is this extra weight that I'm carrying around? Wait, why am I feeling depressed even though I'm constantly like looking, doing this work? Why am I feeling like I just need, you know, these antidepressants or anti-anxiety drugs? And I'm not saying that there's not a time and place for medication, for Western medicine, 100%. There is a time, a place. I'm a huge advocate, in the mental health space. If that is something that you are needing right now, that is the best coping mechanism and support for your system and for your nervous system, I fully, fully support you in that. And I encourage you to set an intention to begin unwinding and begin unlocking. And oftentimes, if you're like, where do I start or how do I do this? Just simply setting an intention of a willingness to go there inside of yourself. And that, you know, if the mantras and the raising your vibration and the raising your frequency and kind of all of that speak is still not manifesting and supporting you in the way that you would ideally like, that perhaps there's something underneath, there's some more inner work that needs to be done. And I'll just finish this, you know, kind of second one up with this, this piece on spiritual bypassing. It's not you have to do all of your inner work and then you start thinking about your dreams and desires and focusing on what you have. No, it is a both and. It is a both and. Remember, the trigger comes up, the thing comes up when you are ready to be healed, when you are ready to. I had a dear, dear friend of mine call me just the other day and said, Heidi, I was in this. I mean, she's done so much work on herself. She's one of the brightest, most beautiful souls and best friends that I have in my life. And she is manifesting so much in her life currently. And she was in this really deep, powerful healing experience and had this memory come up. And I'm not going to go into detail, but it was, you know, pretty traumatic of something that happened in her early 20s. And she's like, I really didn't have recollection of this. And I know it's coming up because it's time to heal this. And I know that I have the tools and I know that I have the support and the resources and that it's time. And she called me just saying, I just want you to know, I want you just to hold with me. I want you to support me in the process. And gets me teared up to thinking about it, right? Because we all have this stuff. And so I just want you to know that it is a both and. Is a both and. You do the inner work and you keep manifesting and moving forward. And And then there will be days where you're in the inner work and you're deep in it and you're just like, oh, this is heavy. But like all things, like the ocean, everything has waves. You can move through it. You will move through it. You will breathe through it. You will feel through it. You will heal through it. And you will elevate. You will free up energy. You will elevate your frequency. You will raise your vibration and you will start feeling better more of the time. Whew, that was a deep one. So the third mistake, this is a little bit lighter, that I see women making when they're wanting to manifest more of anything in their life, more money, more freedom, more feelings of aliveness, more, you know, relationships, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, is this focus on what they're doing instead of how they are being. Now, this is going to be frustrating for some of you because you're going to say, I don't know what you mean, Heidi. Like, I am doing all the things that you're telling me to do. Whether you listen to my podcast or you're in one of my courses or you've bought, you know, something, you are doing the work. You are setting your intentions, you're doing your ideal scenes, you are, moving your body, you are doing the breath work, you're doing the stuff. And maybe there's days where you feel better because it's so hard to do any of those things and not feel better. We see instant shifts when women get into the courses and the, whether it's magnetic or align higher or you know, align with abundance. It's like women get into these experiences and automatically if they actually do the work, they feel an instant lift in their energy. But what happens is that then the old patterning starts to play out and you stop doing the things and you, or you keep doing the things, but the internal hardware has not had the shift yet. And then the thoughts start thinking, well, I'm doing my affirmations, I'm doing the thing, I'm doing the this, and it's not happening yet. It's not happening yet. And you're focused on what you're doing instead of how you're being. And so the reality is that if your personality is made up of the thoughts you're thinking, the beliefs you're feeling, the emotions you're experiencing, and the actions you're taking, we are the sum total of those of that personality. The sum total of the results that we're getting are based on all of those things, our thoughts, our beliefs, our emotions, our actions, our perceptions. And if you don't get the thing that you desire soon enough, quick enough, whatever it is, there can then be a focus on all those things that you're doing. And if it doesn't happen, it doesn't shift in physical world reality quick enough, soon enough, it's all of a sudden like I'm doing all of these things. And I've been there. I've totally been there. And instead of simply, how am I being? How am I showing up today? What are the emotions that I'm feeling? How do I feel alive? How do I feel alive? How do I feel excited about life? How do I feel energized about what I'm up to? Completely separate of what's transpiring, of what's manifesting or not manifesting in my reality. And I'm telling you, my friend, when you focus on how you're being for long enough, for some of you, I don't know your path. I can't pretend to play God on your journey. Someone says, how long is this going to take? I said, I have no clue what you have to learn along the way. So you focus on how you are being. And I promise you, it is not a matter of if, it is just a matter of when those things that you desire, those heartfelt desires, that vision that you have in your life, those intentions that you set, make manifest, make turned into reality in 3D, physical world reality, where you get to enjoy them with your eyes and your ears and your hands and your nose and your physical body. Okay. The fourth mistake, perfect transition into this fourth one. This is a big one. You're so caught in the how. You're so caught in the how. And if you've been listening to me or following me for any time, you know I preach this because I see it over and over and over again. This might be the number one. If I had to pick one mistake, it's going to be this one. Because this getting caught in the how is where all of the limiting beliefs get trapped. So what do I mean? You've listened to something, you've let yourself dream, you've gotten this spark of inspiration of this is something that I desire. And so quickly, women over and over and over again get into the, well, I don't know how, or I don't have the money, or I don't have the resources, or I'm not smart enough, or who am I, or there's so many people doing it, or I don't have what it takes, or I don't have the connections, blah, 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 blah. Anytime that you find yourself saying, I don't know, it is a limiting belief, and it's caught in this web of, I don't know how. I'm caught in the how. And I think that my ability to transcend this particular mistake, and I still get caught in it because I'm human, but I think my willingness to power through and to hold my visions in my life, whether it's been experiencing seven-figure years or the type of relationship that I wanted or the type of friendships that I'm calling in or the next house, the next experience, like I'm just relentless on holding the vision, even if I don't know how it's going to make sense, even if people tell me you're a little crazy, even if I'll share it and people will kind of go, okay. And at this point in my life, like people don't do that very often now, because especially those that are close to me, they're like, here she goes again. Here she goes again. It's like, watch out. Like the train is going. But for a long time, like I would talk about leaving real estate and being a life coach or taking people on trips or, I was this like tiny little pipsqueak, like 5'2", like, just like, I'm going to like make $500,000 in commercial real estate. And people would look at me like, who do you think you are? And I just didn't get caught up like in how I was going to do it. I just stayed focused on the dream. And I was willing to get out of my comfort zone to take those next steps. And so watch your mind. And thank God I have like dear friends now, right? And coaches and whatever else that catch me. And they'll go, I think you're playing a little small, or I think you're really caught up in that like old pattern or shift. And in my world today, I do that with, I think the biggest area that I do that with now is in my business from a standpoint of my peers. Like I just get caught up in like, I'm less than, or I don't know that person yet, or I kind of do that comparison thing and like, oh, they've been doing it so long, or they have all, like, it's just, I get caught up in the, like, how am I going to connect or make certain relationships? And it just doesn't serve me, right? And so I catch myself there and I'll just put myself out there and be surprised and delighted by getting a yes or not getting any response and going, okay, I'll try again later. But you know, when it comes to like this manifesting this house thing that I'm on right now, or team members or really like a lot of things in my life, like I don't question the how anymore. I just know that it's just a matter of when. And sometimes I'll get frustrated with the when, but it's just like, of course it's going to happen. It's just a matter of how spirit wants to deliver it. That's my encouragement for you, is to really get into your vision and get into giving yourself permission to go after it and just stay out of the how. Stay out of the how. All right. This fifth mistake is one that I just talked about, and I have been talking about it a lot. And so it's this this thing that we just forget, because when we are overachievers and we're passionate about what we're doing and we're lit up and we're on fire and we're doing things and we're making things happen, when something doesn't happen or something doesn't manifest, I know this is a pattern for me. All my tendency is to start like going harder, hustling more, starting to feel like I need to like force or manipulate or like, you know, really hunker down and like make it happen. And that's actually a mistake. The antidote to that is to surrender. And so this idea of surrendering and just going, wait, there is totally a power greater than myself here at play. And I need to tap into that. And so if you want to know more specifically, I did an entire episode. It's the one just previous to this. It's episode 145. Surrender is a manifesting superpower, and it is. And so really, you know, going and listening to that episode will support you in knowing how to overcome this one and how to know if you're caught in it and what those next steps are to take. So I'm excited to hear your guys' feedback on this. I'd love to know which mistake do you feel like you fall into, or which mistake was like, oh, wow, I am doing that and I didn't even realize. Drop a comment below or shoot me a DM on Instagram. If you guys like this episode, if you got something from it, please feel free to tag me on social media, and I would love to give you the love back. I hope you guys are enjoying, and I just look forward to continuing to serve you through this podcast. And otherwise, have the most beautiful day, and I'll talk to you very soon.